Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast, including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Von Zell. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Oh, no, stop it. Hey, Joan. Now, listen, Joan, stop pouring tobacco in that instrument. It's a saxophone, not a meerschaum pipe. Oh, stop. Now, put it down. That's it. Joan, Joan, come over here, will you? I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Harry?
Listen, Joan, I saw you down at the City Hall today. What were you doing down there?
Oh, well, I got a new chauffeur, so I had to get him a driver's license, and I got a new puppy, and I had to get him a dog license.
Oh, did you get him?
Yeah, but I must have gotten the applications mixed up because when I left the house, the maid was leading the chauffeur around the block on a leash.
Well, what about the dog?
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a brown cocker spaniel driving a blue Chevrolet. That is all.
Swanville, USA, January 28th. Today, the lead story on the woman's page of the Swanville News is devoted to the mammoth monthly meeting of the Swanville Ladies Literary Society. Yes, today the women of Swanville concentrate less on fashion and more on culture. But nowhere in Swanville will you find a less cultured moron than in...
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Malley. Oh, hello, hello. Yeah, the Ladies Literary Society is holding their meeting in my tea room today, but they won't let me become a member. They say I don't read enough. Well, I haven't stopped reading since I was 7 years old. That's when I rented Little Red Riding Hood from the library. Did I like it? Well, I don't know. Up until today, I owe the library $3,000, and Little Red Riding Hood hasn't even met the wolf yet.
Hey, Joanie.
What's it, Harry?
Andy and I just finished setting the table for the ladies' luncheon today, and we're both baffled by that centerpiece you created.
Yeah, and we just can't figure it out, Miss Davis. What is it supposed to represent?
Oh, Andy, that's simple. That centerpiece is erected in memory of the butter, which isn't with us today. Yeah, it's a hunk of dry toast hanging at half mast.
Oh, Joan, what's the idea?
Well, Harry, I thought if the ladies of the Literary Society saw that I had imagination, they might ask me to become a member.
Oh. Yoo-hoo, Miss Davis! Yoo-hoo!
Yes, speaking of the Ladies Literary Society, here's the president in person, Rosella Hipperton.
Hiya, hippie.
Hello, Miss Davis and Mr. Russell and Mr. Von Zell. Hello! I came over a little early to see if everything is in proper order for our luncheon. Oh, now, let me see. Oh, for heaven's sake, who set those tables?
I did.
I should have guessed that. Miss Davis, you have everything in the wrong places.
Now, let's not get personal, hippie.
Miss Davis, you're inane chattering. When you start getting facetious, you gripe me.
What?
I said gripe. Don't you know what gripe is?
Oh, sure. When two English grapes get married, they have a little gripe.
Oh, Joan, don't do that. Look, Rosella, I'll take care of the luncheon, and I'm sure the ladies will be delighted. Because as a favor, at the end of the meal, each lady will receive her own individual little cake.
Sponge?
No, swan.
Oh, Harry. I like swan, but I look forward to sponge.
Yeah, all right. Sponge yourself a swan. Oh, everybody's doing it. Swan is the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one, you know. Swan's pure as fine Castile, so it's the perfect soap for baby and for your hands and face. And Swan... Did I tell you this before?
No.
And Swan gives such wonderful suds. It's great for dishes and light laundry, too. For baby, for you, for dishes and light laundry. Four soaps in one. That's Swan.
Harry, I'm sure that the ladies of my literary society...
Say, hippie, why don't you make me a member of your literary society?
Please, Miss Davis. Mr. Von Zell already interrupted my train of thought. You don't have to break in, too.
Break in, too? Ugh. Take cake of Swan and break in, too. Use half in kitchen and half in bathroom. How?
How?
Very easy. Yes. I fooled you, didn't I? Just a quick twist of the wrist and Swan gives you two generous cakes of soap that'll do every soap and water job in the house and do it like a charm. Boy, what a soap.
Well, that's fine, Harry. Now, what do you say, Hippie? Are you going to let me join your literary society?
Oh, really, Miss Davis? The answer is no. N-O, no.
Oh. H-O-O. Oh-ho!
Mr. Russell, yes? Would you be kind enough to place this book at the head of the table? I'm reviewing it for the girls at the meeting today.
Oh, it's P.D. Somerset's new bestseller. I read all his books. You know, I'll never forget his first one. I Met an African Gorilla. Wasn't that exciting?
Oh, yes. That was dedicated to the National Museum. And right after that, he wrote I Met a Jungle Chief, dedicated to his native guide. His latest book is I Met an Elephant.
Dedicated to you, no doubt.
Miss Davis, I refuse to stomach that insult.
Then I refuse to insult that stomach.
Oh, no.
Say, Ippy, if this Somerset's going to be at your meeting today, I better set a place for him.
Miss Davis, Mr. Somerset's home is in England. Oh, I'd give anything to have the distinction of presenting him in person. But an important author like P.D. Somerset would never come to a little town like Swanville.
Never?
Never.
Never? No, never was the little town of Swanville in for such a surprise. For at this very moment, stepping off a train at the Swanville Depot, is the eminent English author, adventurer, and globetrotter P.D. Somerset himself. There to greet him is Swanville's dazzling debutante, Barbara Weatherby.
Welcome to Swanville, Mr. Somerset.
Well, Barbara Weatherby. It's a pleasure to see you again. I left the moment I received your father's urgent wire asking me to come to Swanville a week earlier than we'd originally planned. Anything wrong?
Oh, no. You see, our Ladies Literary Society is holding a special meeting here today to review your new bestseller.
How nice.
Of course, they haven't the faintest suspicion that you're even in America. So Pater and I thought it would be a stunning surprise to have you walk in on them unexpectedly.
A very charming idea. You Americans have such a keen sense of humor.
What are you laughing at, Harry?
Well, I was just looking at the picture of P.D. Somerset on the cover of this book Mrs. Hibberton brought here. He's a funny-looking character, isn't he?
Yeah, he does look like you.
Oh, Joan, stop it. There's no resemblance. Besides, he's got a Van Dyke beard.
Hey, wait. Hmm? I bet if you wore a Van Dyke beard, you'd look just like
him.
Oh,
no. No. Now, Joan, no.
But, Harry, don't you see? If you put on a Van Dyke beard, you'd look just like P.D. Somerset because he looks just like you, except he has a Van Dyke beard and you haven't. And he's in England and you're here. And if Mrs. Hipperton thought you were he, then she would nominate me for her literary society. So all you have to do is put on a Van Dyke beard on me and you'll look like Rosella Hipperton. What do you say?
I don't know. What did you say?
Well, I just said if you'll put on a Van Dyke beard, you'll look like P.D. Somerset and we'll fool Mrs. Hipperton.
Oh, no, but Joan, listen.
Oh, so you won't help me get into the club, huh?
Now, don't say that, Joan. After all, you know how I feel about you.
How?
Well, I'm a man and you're a woman.
Oh, Harry, how could that be at our age?
Well, listen. Anyway, I couldn't impersonate this Somerset fella. I don't know anything about him.
Well, I can tell you about some of his books, Harry, and maybe we can get a copy of Who's Who in Literature from the public library.
Well...
Oh, yeah, that's a swell idea. I'll send my brother-in-law, Serenus, over for it. Oh, Serenus! Serenus!
Hello, Joanie.
Serenus, I want you to go somewhere for me.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know where it is.
No, Serenus. I want you to go to the library and get me a book.
Oh, I read a book once. You want to know what it was?
Yes.
Well, ask me. Go ahead and ask me.
All right, I'm asking you. What book did you read?
I don't remember the whole title. It had a man's name in it. Oh. Dick something.
Oh, Moby Dick.
No.
Dick Merriwell?
No.
Dick Whittington?
No. Now I know. Dictionary.
Oh, for forget it, Serenus. I want you to go to the library and bring back a copy of Who's Who. Bing is on my mind.
Who's Who?
Yeah, don't you know Who's Who?
I don't even know what's what.
Well, go to the library and ask for a copy of Who's Who and bring it right back.
Yeah, wait, Serenus, I'll go with you. If I'm going to impersonate P.D. Somerset, I've got to dig up a Van Dyke beard somewhere.
Yeah, dig up an English accent, too. Yeah. Hurry now, Hippy and the girls are due here any minute. Yeah,
okay, Joan.
So long, Johnny.
Gee, Andy, if Harry puts his stunt over and I get into the Ladies' Literary Society, will you be proud of me?
Of course, Miss Davis.
Will you congratulate me?
Mm-hmm.
Will you shake my hand?
Sure.
Will you put your arms around me?
Why, certainly.
And then what?
Then I'll sing to you.
Well, how do you like that? I try to trap a wolf and I wind up with a canary. Oh, well, go ahead and sing, Andy, while I go in the corner and sharpen my beak on a cuddle bone.
Here comes heaven again. Get that angel face. You don't need a halo or wing. You can do such fabulous things with eyes that lull me to dream, lips that say
way back.
Hey, Walt.
Say, Andy, doesn't Harry look wonderful in that Van Dyke beard?
Yeah, he does.
Even fool Barbara Weatherby.
Miss Davis, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, nothing. I just told Andy I know old P.D. We're old pals.
Is this true, Mr. Somerset?
Of course not. I never set eyes on this girl before in my life.
Oh, come, P.D. You know better than that.
There must be some mistake. I don't recall seeing you before, my bony little barmaid.
Bony little barmaid? Andy, I think Harry's overplaying his part. Now, look here, P.D.
What now, my quaint little wench?
Wench? Ain't that what they tighten widow wivets with? Say, Andy, get Barbara out of here for a minute. I gotta talk to Harry alone.
Okay.
Say, Barbara, wouldn't you like to see the way we fix the tables for your meeting today?
Oh, yes, I would, Andy. Will you excuse me, Mr. Somerset? I'll be right back.
Jolie.
Now, listen, P.D., now that I got you alone, what was the idea of denying that you knew me? That wasn't part of the plan.
Plan? What plan?
Oh, cut it out. And another thing, you haven't even got an English accent.
I haven't got an English accent? My dear girl, I was born...
Now, listen, you gotta lay it on thicker. Give me more of that cheerio and pip-pip and all that sort of rot stuff, you know? Yeah, and once in a while throw in an eyesight there.
Eyesight there?
Well, that's better, yeah. And another thing, look at your beard. You got it on crooked. It's over too far to the right. Stand still and I'll pull it over for you.
Don't! Stop tugging at my beard! Miss Weatherby, Miss Weatherby.
What is it, Mr. Somerset?
Miss Weatherby, if you wish me to return here and address the meeting of the Ladies' Literary Society, get me out of here, for heaven's sake. I mean, for heaven's sake.
You had it right the first time. Say, Annie, I wonder what was the matter with Harry.
Gosh, I don't know. And what was he doing with Barbara Weatherby?
I don't know. I think he's gone nuts.
Look, now he's coming back in with Serena.
I say that, old girl. Will you direct me to Joni's tea room? Cheerio, pip-pip, eh, waltz, also.
Well, Harry, now you're cooking with petrol.
Oh, you like it, Joni?
Sure.
How does the beard look?
Well, it's on crooked again.
Yeah, well, what do you mean again? I just came in here.
Oh, right? Harry, now cut it out, will you? I don't know what you were trying to prove when you were in here with Barbara Weatherby, but you shouldn't
Ooh, Miss Davis, yoo-hoo!
Oh, Harry, here's Rosella Hipperton. Now you really have to play your part. Hippy,
yes.
I'd like you to meet your favorite author, P.D. Somerset.
P.D. Somerset?
Cheerio, old girl. Pip-pip.
Oh, Mr. Somerset. Meeting you here is such a surprise and a thrill. Oh, whatever brought you to Swanville?
Well, I brought him here, Hippy. P.D.'s an old friend of mine.
He is? Mm-hmm. Oh, could you get him to speak to my Ladies' Literary Society?
Well, I'm not a member, you know, and...
Miss Davis.
Oh, you threw too many
As
in there.
As of this minute, you may consider yourself one of us.
Well, but what if somebody objects?
Oh, don't worry your pretty little head about that.
Pretty little head? Mm-hmm. This gal's been spiking her hemo.
Oh, I say spiking her hemo. Oh, how utterly capital, my word.
Oh, girl, Mr. Somerset, here are the girls from my literary society.
Oh, yes.
Ladies, oh, ladies. Ladies, today I have the great honor and privilege of presenting to you in person the eminent adventurer, globetrotter, and author, Mr. P.D. Somerset.
Oh, I say, thank you. Thank you very much. Deucedly decent of you. But, ladies, this is not your privilege. It is mine. Little did I realize, only a fortnight ago, that tonight I would be in America. Frankly, I love America. There is no place I'd rather be than in America. And I was, where was I?
America. Oh, Mrs. Somerset, won't you tell us one of your thrilling experiences in the jungle of Africa?
Yeah, Africa?
Yes.
Oh, I say, I'd rather talk about America.
May I suggest, Mr. Somerset, that you tell the ladies of the time of your safari? You know, the equator.
Oh, yes, thank you, my dear boy. I'd almost forgotten the... Of course, I was leading my equator across the safari.
Mr. Somerset, you mean your safari across the equator?
No, he was doing it the hard way.
Thank you, Miss Davis. Anyhow, my native guide handed me my binoculars. I looked through them and my eye was dazzled by the purest, brightest object I had ever seen. My word, so spectacular was it that I was momentarily blinded by its beauty.
My goodness, what was it? A pure white diamond?
No, a pure white cake of swan.
Swan? My word.
No, swan, my word. My word. I beg your pardon, for swan is pure as fine Castile's, really. Why, even in that distant place, my native guide knew that swan is so mild, doctors recommend it for a baby's tender skin. And if it's good for babies, it's got to be good for your hands and face, your tub and shower. My word. Yes, ladies, that is why I love swan. That is why I love America.
But, Mr. Somerset, you were telling us about your safari.
Safari? Yeah, well, safari soap is concerned, you swan! I beg your pardon. Well, yes, because Swan is so gentle and yet so hardworking, and it does give those wonderful, long-lasting suds that do stand up and do a job. Oh, an utterly capital job, my word. Yes, that's why I say, by Jove, by Jupiter, by Swan.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, look who's here. It's Barbara Weatherby.
Yes, Mrs. Hippenden, and I have a wonderful surprise for everybody. Come in, Mr. Somerset. Ladies, I want you to meet my good friend, Mr. P.D. Somerset.
How do you do, ladies?
P.D. Somerset?
Well, ladies, I must be off to Africa.
Hey, wait a minute, Harry. I'll get my pith helmet and go with you.
Just a moment, Miss Davis. And take off that Van Dyke beard, Mr. Von Zell.
Mr. Von Zell, my dear, I'm
bean juice. The whole thing is up, Joan. Your plan backfired.
Gee, now I'll never get into that literary society.
So this plan was all yours, Joan Davis.
Just a moment, please. Did you say Joan Davis?
Yeah, she means me, Mr. Somerset.
You aren't by any chance related to Skipper P.D. Davis of the S.S. Peterson.
P.D. Davis? Oh, sure. You mean Uncle Poop Deck. Yeah, do you know him?
Know him? Why, we sailed the seven seas together. What do you think the initials in my name, P.D. Somerset, stand for?
Not Poop Deck.
Precisely. Ah, to think that at last I meet the beautiful niece of my good friend, Scooper Pip Duck Dubus. My word!
Gee, call me beautiful.
And you are beautiful. May I kiss your hand, Miss Davis?
Oh, gee, kiss my hand.
So what? The way you act, it's obvious you've never been kissed before.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I never told you about Baldwin, did I?
Baldwin? What did he do?
What did he do? Why, he put his arms around me, he looked into my eyes, and then... He kissed me once, he kissed me twice, he kissed me 9,621,482 times. It took a long, long time. I hadn't felt like that before since I was 21, and that's a long, long, not that long. I for fiery romance, I made a fierce bid. I wanted to find out what Mildred Pierce did. I heaved two sighs and closed my eyes and waited for his kiss a mighty long, long time. He'd re-enlisted to hide a long, long time.
Joni will be back in just a moment. In the meanwhile, here's a word about the famous Swan free offer. Yes, sir, there's a free cake of Swan waiting for every baby born this year. You see, Swan wants every baby to get the right start when it comes to his baths. And Swan is the 1946 soap for 1946 babies. It's the new white floating soap that's just what the doctor ordered. So if you have a brand new 1946 baby in your house, he's in luck, because he can get started on gentle Swan soap absolutely free. You can get the details from your dealer. Remember, Swan is pure as fine Castile, baby mild for everything. And remember, too, friends, used fats are still urgently needed to help make all sorts of things from soap to nylons. So take every drop to your meat dealer this week, won't you? And now here's Joni again.
See, Harry, I want everyone to be around next Monday night because I just heard that gold has been discovered in the hills near Swanville.
Oh, boy, and I'm really interested in that gold rush. I'm going right out and stake a claim.
Not me. I'm more interested in the meat rush. I'm going right out and claim a stake. Good night, everybody.
Joan Davis Show, presented by Swan Soap, is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Jay Summers, Jack Harvey, and Cy Wills. Stay tuned to this station, and at 5 minutes, you'll hear the Lux Radio Film. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.